Chapter 3. Down the River.
On the third day, I saw a man by a fire. Someone was here. It was Miss Watson's slave, Jim. "Hello, Jim," I said. He was very frightened to see me.
"But you're dead,"
he said.
"Please, don't do anything bad to me."
"It's okay, Jim. I'm not dead," I said.
"But, Huck, what happened in the hut?"
I told him the story.
"That was a very good plan,"
Jim said.
"Tom Sawyer couldn't make a better plan than that."
Jim and I ate some fish for breakfast. "Why are you here, Jim?" I asked him.
"Well, you won't tell anyone, will you, Huck?"
"Of course not, Jim."
I escaped,"
he said. "Jim!" I shouted.
"Remember, you won't tell,"
said Jim. "Yes, I did say that. You did a bad thing, but I won't tell. I can't tell because I'll never go back to St. Petersburg. Why did you escape?"
"Well, one day a man came from New Orleans,"
said Jim.
"He wanted slaves. Miss Watson told the widow, 'I can get $800 for Jim.' I heard her, and then I ran."
For 10 days it rained, and the river was very high. The rain pushed many things into the river. One night, Jim and I went out in the canoe, and we found a small house in the river. We went into the house through a window. There was a dead man on the floor.
"Don't look at him,"
Jim said to me.
"Someone shot him."
I didn't want to look at the body, but we took some clothes and food from the house. We also found a raft on the river. We lived very well on the river. But I wanted news from St. Petersburg, and I made a plan to go there. We had some girls' clothes from the house in the river. One night, I took them, and I went to the village in the canoe. I wore the girls' clothes. Through a window, I saw a woman. I did not know her face. She was new in St. Petersburg. "Come in," said the woman. "What's your name?"
"Sarah Williams," I answered.
"Where do you live?" she asked.
"In Hookerville. I walked for 2 hours, and I'm very tired."
We talked, and she told me about Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer and the money. "And then someone killed Huck," she said.
"Who killed him?" I asked.
"Well, maybe it was his father," she answered.
"No," I said.
"Or maybe it was a slave called Jim," she said.
"Why, he..." That slave escaped the same night, she said. People are looking for them. They can get money for finding them. $300 for Jim and $200 for the father. What's your name again?
Mary Williams, I said.
You said Sarah, she said.
Oh, yes, I did. Sarah Mary Williams. Some people say Sarah, some people say Mary.
You're not a girl, you're a boy, she said.
I went back to the raft quickly.
Jim! Quick, Jim! I shouted. Wake up! They're looking for us!
Jim and I traveled down the great Mississippi River on our raft for many days. We traveled at night, and Jim hid in the day. Every morning, we found a good place to hide.